You're listening to the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast with Chicago attorney Dave Scriven Young. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 266 of the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast for July 22nd, 2020. My name is Dave Scriven Young, an attorney from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll be your host. This podcast takes you on a daily journey to discover key principles in the areas of marketing, sales, and leadership for attorneys. So we're continuing on with our sales discussion with Selling to the C-Suite by Nicholas A.C. Reed and Stephen J. Bistritz. And so as an overview to the topic, they talk about studies that the authors conducted showing that 80% of executives get involved early in the buyer's journey to prioritize projects and set the vision. So what that means is that typically executives in the C-suite get involved very early. So he divides up the buying cycle into eight areas. One through three of these categories are areas in which the executive has the most involvement. So that's understanding the current issues, establishing objectives, and setting strategy. Where the executive is least involved are areas four and five, which is exploring options and setting vendor criteria. A little more than that in terms of executive involvement is number six, which is examining alternatives. And then the executive gets more involved toward the latter end of the cycle with seven, which is plan implementation, and then eight, which is measuring results. So essentially what this means is that most executives want to be very involved early in the planning of whatever they're doing, planning of projects. They hand it off once they set that strategy to some lower level management folks. And then they come back later on at the end to see how the plan was implemented and to look at what results happened. And so this is a quote from the book in terms of what executives do. This executive said that I'm planning now for how my business will look 10 years from now. It's difficult to forecast on our own, so we depend on the ideas of suppliers and partners in the same industry on the belief that separately we might be wrong, but together we're probably right. Vendors who can't engage in that forward thinking don't get off the ground with me. So what that means is that all vendors, and I would put lawyers within that sort of vendor category, you have to be, and you have to get, if you want to get an executive's attention, you have to do it early. When they are setting the project strategy, establishing objectives for their projects, trying to understand what's going on currently. Because if you wait until vendors start getting picked, then you're not going to get access to the executive because the executive's not going to be involved anymore. So once you get to that category number four, which is exploring options, executives reduce their involvement and delegate decisions to subordinates or committees. But as the book points out, this is when most invitations to quote and submit proposals happen, and you're not going to get to the executives there. But during the early stages, and this I think is important in terms of knowing how to sell and how to market, okay? Executives use the intranet during phases one through three. So this is, again, understanding current issues, establishing objectives, setting strategy. Executives use the internet to inform their views, but they're not searching for the solution because they don't know yet what the solution is or where it's going to come from. They're searching for the problem, not the solution. So they want to see what's out there around their problem. They don't even know what the solution is because they don't know what to look for. The opposite of that is what salespeople, and I think lawyers tend to do. Salespeople tend to focus their marketing on why they, their service or their product, are their best solutions. They don't talk about the problems. So I think that's a great insight for me is, you know, instead of saying, well, you know, we're the best at, you know, litigating a case, we're the best at dealing with government enforcement actions, what have you, that may not be the problem that a general counsel or CEO might be looking at. They're looking at They're looking at the problem. They're not looking at what the solution is, which is, which is the best firm. They may be looking more at the problem that they think they're having at this moment. So knowing what's going on with the buying cycle and when executives tend to be involved, we have to do two things. We have to figure two things out. Number one is we can change our approach to lead generation. So in other words, we're changing approach to how we get people in the door. And then number two, we're going to do prospecting and selling to reach executives early in the buying process. So, and how do we do any of that? We need to go from being a commodity supplier to a trusted advisor. And I'm going to go through each of these sections on how people make that journey, right? Because I think it's extremely important. What the executive wants are that trusted advisor. So we're going to start with the commodity supplier. So just a supplier, so somebody in a law firm, right, who just thinks of themselves as a commodity, right? Then there's an emerging resource. Then there's people who think of themselves as a problem solver. And then you get to that trusted advisor category. So we're going to go through each of these categories in later podcasts, and we're going to talk about how we go from that commodity area to becoming a trusted advisor, and that's going to really help us reflect upon, how we can get to the executives early on, so we have our definitely will have our hat in the ring when that vendor when that well those RFP is coming out. One of the things that I've always thought about is, how do I get to an executive or a general counsel early enough so when they have an issue crop up in terms of a litigation problem or enforcement action, what have you, I'm going to be on the tip of their tongue. The only way that I've heard or sort of figured out thus far is, well, you can develop a newsletter. You can do social media, you can do videos, which I think, all of that is true. And I think, a lot of it is going to be, that's going to be the case, for part of it. But I think that there is more here, to becoming that trusted advisor. And that's what we're going to be talking about in later episodes of this podcast. So hope you stick with me. Hope you're enjoying. I think this is a sort of branch off of what we've done in the past. But this is really focusing in on, I think, I mean, look, a lot of people have anecdotes as to, what they think happens when they, have a newsletter or when they do social media. But this is a little more scientific because it's based on studies that were conducted with executives. And they are telling these authors, look, this is the way I like things done. This is what I expect from my trusted advisors. Here is how you become a trusted advisor and get within my realm, if so to speak, before a litigation matter crops up. Because then, you're going to be I'm when I'm looking for a problem, you're going to be writing about that problem. You're going to be a trusted advisor around that problem, and so of course you're going to be in the mix. When an RFP comes out, of course you're going to be in the mix. When I'm searching for counsel, that's where I think we all want to be. Instead of on the outside looking in, we want to be on the inside with that CEO, with that general counsel, and how we become that trusted advisor is what we're going to be talking about throughout this podcast. So that's it for now. I mean, I think we're just going to take this in bite-sized pieces and we're going to move forward. But I think it's really important to recognize, and I want you to reflect for your daily action item. Have you felt like you're on the outside looking in? Have you felt like that there has to be a way to get to that general counsel or to that CEO or plant manager, whoever the actual client contact typically is, CFO. Whoever it is, have you always wanted to get there early, and do you see sort of a an area where perhaps executives are more interested and available than others? And I think this study really will help us to get there. So Thank you so much for listening in. I would love for you to join the discussion. You can leave me a voicemail by going to anchor.fm/attorneyDSY and hitting that message button. You can leave me a comment for me to play on the show or a question for me to answer. You could also leave me a comment or question on social media. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at attorneyDSY. I'm also on LinkedIn on my personal profile. So let me know if you have any comments about this episode. Tell me what you think about this podcast or give me a topic you'd like to hear about. This podcast is on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, TuneIn, and Anchor, so please be sure to subscribe and rate and review. I also want to invite you to the next session of the Lawyer's Emotional Intelligence Book Club. We're going to be starting tonight with Dr. Marshall Rosenberg's book, Nonviolent Communication, and that is at 7 p.m. Central tonight, July 22nd, Wednesday. You can find out more at facebook.com/lawyersEQ. So have a great day or night, and remember to fight for the lifestyle that you want and become the rainmaker that you need to be.